Steve Mendel joins me. He's a managing partner at FMBK Law in Los Angeles, and he's a certified family law specialist, celebrity divorce, child custody attorney. He lives in the middle of all of this. Thanks for doing this for us, Steve. We appreciate it.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me.
So what do you think? What's more the norm these days? The exes get along and they see each other at Thanksgiving and on other holidays, and they go to the kids' school events together, and it's just fine, or the black eye?
I think you got it right. The big norm is people just trying to get along, because most parents want to do what's best for their children, and if they've got to suck it up a little bit, they do. The stuff that you see in the paper, the stuff that we see, because nobody reports a happy divorce, right? They just report the really vicious ones, and so that's what we see in the papers and we see in the newspapers.
Yeah. What do you recommend now when you sit down with clients about how to handle those times of year where everybody wants the child? Everybody wants to be there. If you celebrate Christmas, you want to be there on Christmas morning. If it's Hanukkah, you want to be there. Thanksgiving, what do you tell people about how to work that out?
Well, the first thing you got to tell them about is hot buttons. What's the hot button for the other side? And these two, they were married to each other, they have kids with each other, maybe they weren't married, maybe they lived together for 4 or 5 years, and they have a couple children together. They know the hot buttons. So the key thing you have to tell them is don't push the hot buttons. If you know that the father of the child does not like the new boyfriend, don't bring him to the custody exchanges. Don't billboard him. So that's the first thing you got to do. The second thing is don't argue over money. Everybody wants to argue over money at the beginning of the holidays. They need extra money for clothes. They need extra money for gifts. If you take the money issue out, a lot of times it deflates it. And the third and the biggest hot button is rescheduling. Well, I'm supposed to have little Johnny for the first half of Christmas, and you're supposed to have little Johnny for the second half. Why don't we swap that? And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. Those are the three big hot buttons that you always hear. And so if you're going to push a hot button, you got to be very gentle with it.
Can you overreach, though? Everyone seems to be getting along fine. So, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're all going to have Thanksgiving dinner together. I'm going to bring my new girlfriend. My ex is going to bring her new boyfriend. And we get to sit down and enjoy dinner with our children. And we'll all be one big, loving, extended family.
You know, there are people that can do that. That's probably 25 or 30% of the public that can do that. They can go to the bar mitzvahs, they can go to the weddings, they can go to the parties, the school graduations, sit right next to each other. But the bigger percentage of the people can't do that. So you just have to know if that's something that you and your spouse can do. We've got ex-spouses that work in the same business, they run the same business, and they literally have their offices right next to each other, and work just seems to go on.
Oh, that's amazing if you can do it, and it is. I would think the more your kids see you get along, the better it is for them and the less damage the divorce does. Then you get the exceptional circumstances, a little bit like the Halle Berry case, which I hear more and more now, you know, with jobs having been tight, people have to move all over the country, sometimes out of the country to work. And somebody wants to pack up and leave with the kids and go to France. Do courts let you do that very often these days?
Well, it depends. I mean, you know, obviously the courts, the big case decision is called the Burgess decision. That was a big decision that came down where the Supreme Court recognized exactly what you're just saying. We're a mobile society, people's jobs change, and one parent may have to move, and that parent may be the custodial parent. And primarily, you still see the vast majority of cases, mom is the primary custodial parent, dad has some kind of alternative visitation where maybe every other weekend or maybe for, you know, 2 of 5 days, 2 of 7 days, something like this. And the courts recognize this, and I think we're open-minded towards letting moms move, essentially, or letting the custodial parent move. At the end of the day, though, the court has to weigh the parent's right to move and the parent's need to move. Maybe they remarry, maybe their job changes, against the child's right to have these bonds with the other parent.
I'd lose my mind. If a court said my wife could move and take my, or ex-wife, she'd be, and take my kids, and I wouldn't get to see them every week, I'd go insane. I would think that's a very unfair decision by the court.
You know, I think that's the way that most people would look at the situation, Bill. But the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of times when we have to do things that just aren't comfortable. Sometimes, for instance, You might have a job in Los Angeles that requires you to commute up to San Francisco, and you're in San Francisco 3 days a week. So it really kind of depends, doesn't it, on how often you see your children, what's the current parenting plan, how tight are the bonds. If the bonds are really close with your children, maybe they're older, 14, 15, 16, you can substitute a lot of stuff, Skype, telephone contact, the children can travel, extended vacations.
How about this? You want to move to another country, leave the kids with me.
Well,
and you miss the kids.
I think moving to another country is kind of the exception to that rule, right? I mean, you see things like the Kelly Rutherford situation where, you know, dad can't come back to the United States, so the court's left with no other remedy but to let the children go with dad to maintain dad's bonds with the children. But for the most part, it's very difficult to get an out-of-the-country move-away order.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Bill.
Steve Mindell, celebrity divorce attorney, family law specialist. There you go.